This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Headlines going across the United States of America, alternative news, friends, those that are willing to tell you what the CIA-controlled media is not. In other words, the mainstream media is not willing to tell you that in rioting France right now, did you realize that the people in that country are demanding the removal and resignation of the prime minister there? Riots in France, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, keep in mind, France, Germany, and other countries such as the UK have been targeted, friends, to go ahead and advocate through their corrupt systems, namely their governments, to go ahead and advocate everything that God condemns. And see, friends, this is the end of these countries. You know, the Bible clearly tells us that, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. That's found in Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Those governments, those monarchies that want to refuse to obey God, what has become of them? What has become of the monarchies and the empires of the world? I mean, let's go back just a little bit. What brought ruin on Babylon? Her king and people would not obey God, and ruin came upon them. Why? Because they would not be ruled by God. What has become of Greece and all her power? Well, she once ruled the world. What has become of Rome and all of her greatness? When their cup of lawlessness and iniquity was full, it was dashed to the ground. Why? Because God promised he would do that. What has become of the Jews of the day that rejected salvation? They said, blood be upon us, that being the Lamb of God, the Son of the Most High God. They persecuted God's messengers, crucified their Redeemer, and we find that 1,100,000 of them perished at one time. Folks, this is history in the present, being replayed in the face of the American people. Headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com, riots in France. How many times have I been highlighting and taking the time to show you that in these countries, in Europe, they have been advocating what God condemns. Now what is becoming of them? Exactly what the Lord promised would happen. What's that? That he'll turn that nation into hell. That forgets him. Read Psalm chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. I'm sorry, 6 and 7. I mean, this is craziness. The obvious is happening again. Look at the history of this country. With an open Bible, our forefathers planted slavery in America. But judgment came at last. There was a civil war. There wasn't a family, north or south, that had not been to mourn over someone taken from them for the sin and abomination of slavery that they advocated. Take the case of France, 200 years ago, friends. It said that a century ago, men were spending millions every year in France in the publication and distribution of infidel literature. Unbelievers. Non-Christian. Reprobate materials. Well, what was the harvest? What did France reap 200 years ago, France? Well, mark the result. The Bible was suppressed. Hello, America. Listen carefully. The Bible was suppressed. And by the way, there's no excuse on the behalf of the American people. Everywhere I go across this country, I think we have ran into one or two, and I think two is over-exaggerating the point. I believe there's been one hotel room that we have been to, and the thousands of times that I've spoken publicly, that where there was not a Bible that was available in a hotel room. There's no excuse for what's going on in France today, nor what may be coming to America if you don't learn as to what's taking place in France. Well, what are you talking about? Well, again, go back 200 years. France, did they not reap what they sowed? The Bible, again, was suppressed. God was denied, and hell broke loose. That is scripture to a T. More than a million people were hanged. They were beheaded. They were shot. They were drowned and done to death between 1792 of September and December of 1795. Since that time, France has had 13 revolutions in 8 years, and in the Republic there has been an overturn on an average once every 9 months. One-third of the births in Paris are illegitimate. 10,000 newborn infants have been fished out at the outlet of the city sewers in a single year. And the native population of France is decreasing. We're talking 200 years ago, friends, but we're seeing a repeat of history today because they didn't learn the histories of the past that prevention is better than cure. It's better to walk in the fear of the Lord and depart from iniquity, friends, than to allow your nation to be turned into hell because you didn't care about it. The percentage of suicides is greater in Paris than in any city in Christendom. And since the French Revolution, there have been enough French men and women slaughtered in the streets of Paris, in the various insurrections to average more than 2,500 every year. This is 200 years ago, friends. This is a book, friends, written by D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, over 150 years ago, called Sowing and Reaping. What is being played out in your faces today, America? History is repeating itself. The principle was not new in Scripture or in history when Paul enunciated it in his letter to the Galatians. Paul closed it in language derived from the farm, but in others dressed the law of sowing and reaping may be seen in the law and cause of effect. The law of retribution or retaliation, the law of compensation. It is not my purpose, friends, to enter a philosophical discussion of the law as it appears under any of these names, but we see that it exists. It's beyond reasonable dispute. Whatever else skeptics may carp at, and criticizing and in criticizing the Bible, they must acknowledge the truth of this, friends, regardless if they want to or not. It does not depend upon revelations for support. Philosophers are agreed upon it as much as they are agreed upon anything else. You want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, America? Well, you've been doing it for a long time. You have been allowing your said governments, your corrupt politicians, to do just that. Advocation of murder of the innocent in the womb. What took place before that? The suppressing of the Bible concerning our young people. And what has happened since 1962 and 1973? Well, they're trying to legalize through policy everything that stands against God's moral law. Well, how does that work out for a people that refuse to obey God? Well, friends, America, listen carefully. Go ahead and pay attention to the riots that are taking place in France today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to get over to this in just a moment. What constitutes a good Christian American soldier? In just a moment, I promise. I wanted to go back on a scripture reference I just gave you. It is Psalm 9:16. I was right the first time that I said it. Forgive me, I said it was Psalm 9, 6, and 7. I reverted back to 16 and 17, okay? Again, forgive me. Psalm 9:16 and 17. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of their own hands. It's exactly what we're seeing today over in France. And it's exactly what we're going to see transpire here in America. It goes on, 17, chapter 9 of Psalm. The wicked shall be turned into hell and the nations that forget God. Friends, I just have a question for you. You have representatives on the head that you've put on the head. You've called them leaders. You've let them take the helm of your country. And you see what they mean to do. Why is it that you let them do the things that they do? I don't understand it for the life of me, friends, because everybody's going to pay the price for what's taking place. Folks, it starts individually, and then it goes to communities, and then it goes to counties, and then cities, and then nations. We're in trouble for the things that we've allowed these people to advocate, which God clearly condemns. You know, Psalm 33 on a positive tells us what? It tells us, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. And the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. That's you, America. That is you. Are you just going to cast it aside and say, well, you know, it's no big deal? No, we can't do that. That's not what constitutes an American in any sense of the word. With that said, good, defined Webster's 1828, having moral qualities best adapted to its designs and use, or the qualities which God's law requires. You know, isn't it? Let me stop. Let me just pour out a thought here, okay? How is it that when we obey natural law, we're called good citizens? How is it that you've taken on the false doctrine of the professed church in America through false grace? How is it that you've allowed them to teach you that when you obey God's moral law, that somehow that's legalistic? I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. Listen, good, defined, having moral qualities best adapted to its design and use, or the qualities which God's law requires. Virtuous, pious, religious, applied to persons and opposed to bad, virtuous, or wicked, evil. Now, when you go over to Christian to find out, Webster's 1828, a real disciple of Christ, one who believes in the truth of the Christian religion, Orthodox, friends, and studies to follow the example of Christ and obey the precepts of Christ. So therefore, we're being taught today through the hirelings and whores from the pulpits who have no business there to obey the precepts, that which has been entrusted unto us by God, of Christ is somehow legalistic. It's ridiculous, okay? That aside, a Christian is a believer in Christ who is characterized by real piety. Webster's 1828. And we're talking about what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. Well, the other day while preparing for the radio show, I went upstairs in my home to find my two boys playing army on the bathroom floor. I highlighted a bit of this the other day when it took place. But I thought it all through and I wrote it down, and I want you to listen line upon line, precept upon precept. Well, when I found my boys playing army on the bathroom floor, I was looking for an opportunity, as I always do, to implant a spiritual lesson. Read 1 Corinthians 2:14. I asked, which ones are the good ones? Which ones are the good guys, and which ones are the bad ones, the bad guys? Read Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. Well, my youngest boy said, Dad, I am. My army are the good guys because I have the American flag. And I chuckled a little bit and said, well, that's not always the case, because today there are a lot of people that call themselves Americans that are corrupt and they don't even know what the flag stands for. They've never taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the United States Constitution. And it's not enough to have a head knowledge. We have to have a heart knowledge. Knowing that, again, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Well, in his little voice, my boy, my youngest, he replied, well, that's right, Dad. That's right. Like he knew, he already knew the answer to what I was sharing with him. Well, my other son, looking for the opportunity to promote his army as the good guy, said, well, Dad, my army, they're the good guys because they have the word of the Lord. And I said the same to him, because there's a lot of people that call themselves Christians and have no idea what that cross stands for. John 3:16, 1 Peter 3:18, 1 John 3:16, and 1 John 4:10. Read it when you get a moment. I said the same to him. There are a lot of people that call themselves Christians and they have no idea what that cross stands for, or who it is that they are to live for. That's the point here, friends. Because there's so many people, as I highlighted yesterday, that are willing to die for their country. At least that's what they say. That's what they say, friends. But how many are actually willing to live for her, to preserve her against all odds, that you're led to believe that you're against all odds? And I say that for the very reason, friends. Your enemies within are less than 1.7% of the population out of 325.7 million people. How is it that you have been led to believe there's nothing that you can do? How is it that you have been led to believe that you are to fear the consequence rather than the face of God, when God promised you the victory if you were willing to take heed to his word and act? Just putting it into perspective for you, friends. Let me say a couple things here. You know, my first boy said, well, he had the American flag. How many politicians today are corrupt to the core? And yet you have been led to believe that they are there to represent you. And you know, friends, all the well that they're not there to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That would entail and include themselves, friends. And they don't want that all-inclusive themselves to be a part of domestic terrors. Domestic enemies, friends. So we know that just because the flag is there doesn't mean that they're doing the right thing. I mean, we see a lot of unconstitutional wars. I highlighted this the other day. How many times have our military been called up to go fight unconstitutional wars on the behalf of corrupt politicians, on the behalf of the military complex, industrial complex? When you know all the well, friends, even the politicians themselves, we played the audio for you over and over and over again. They take your boys, they send them to unconstitutional wars because they want the oil or they want the drugs, like in Afghanistan, like in Iraq. That's exactly what's going on over there, America. As a matter of fact, that's all you have to do is ask them American military boys that have gone over there thinking that they were doing the right thing and believing the lie that they were told until they got there. And then when they came back, they told the American people what we were told by the corrupt politicians concerning what the war was all about had nothing to do with what the war was all about. Because, again, going back to the likes of General Wesley Clark, who told the American people what these wars were all about. If there wasn't an oil presence there, they wouldn't have been in Iraq. If there wouldn't be opium and drugs in Afghanistan, our boys wouldn't be there in the first place, friends. That's not an American war. That's an unconstitutional war. That's foreign to the American Constitution. So just because they have the flag or representative position of incumbency in the United States of America doesn't mean that they're doing the right things because they say they're doing the right things. Folks, we know more than not that the truth is just the opposite of what they've been telling us for years. And it's the same thing with, and by the way, and let me give you another analogy because we're talking about what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. Nobody likes counterfeits. Nobody likes counterfeits at all. I mean, we've seen politicians being uncovered, Luke 12:2, as I highlighted. And it's also interesting to note, have you ever seen those videos where veterans are walking around telling everybody that they were a Navy SEAL and they fought in this war and that war. And later on we found out that they were not in any man's war. They were not in any government's war, nor were they in the military. And they were being called out by the real military. Because real military, real veterans don't like those that call themselves veterans when they never fought a war, right? Just sharing. You see some of those videos that jacks you up, they're counterfeits. And it's the same thing with Christians. Because, you know, just because, like my other boy said, looking for the opportunity to promote his army as the good guys, he said, Dad, my army, they're the good guys because they have the word of the Lord. Well, there's a lot of people that claim that they have the word of the Lord. Look at the Pope. My goodness, friends. That guy is a heretic from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. That man is a devil to the top, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. How many of these evangelical leaders across the United States of America, they're teaching the opposite of what Scripture teaches us. They're teaching us exactly the opposite. And folks, this is hands down. This is not an embellishment. Again, this is not an over-exaggeration. I've been to the top. I've been to the bottom. And the higher I go, friends, I want to tell you, I understand why we're in trouble today. But just because they claim that they have the word of the Lord doesn't mean that they're the good guys. And again, if we properly judge them by the fruit, we know what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. Okay, and I'm blending these in purpose, friends, because that's exactly what Scripture teaches us. Now, as a parable, a metaphor, 1 Corinthians 2:14, what would you think, this is important that you get this, what would you think of an immigrant coming into America from a country that means to implement foreign law, like you're seeing from the Middle Eastern countries right now, friends, the Muslims that are coming into America, they're not here to assimilate. They're demanding the American people assimilate to their way of life. I thought they fled from their countries because they needed our help. They needed to be afforded asylum here, which they are. But we find more than not that they're not here to assimilate. They're here to implement Sharia law. I'll be right back on that thought. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is breaking his silence after being sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Cohen tells ABC's Good Morning America that President Trump knew exactly what was going on regarding payments that were made to two women.
He's saying very clearly that he never directed you to do anything wrong. Is that true?
I don't think there's anybody that believes that. First of all, nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump.
With a possible partial government shutdown looming next Friday, both Republicans and Democrats are digging their heels in regarding border funding and how much money, if any, should be allocated toward border security. Governor-elect Ron DeSantis was at the White House yesterday. He shares some advice he gave President Trump.
I encouraged him to take a stand on that. I think he's right on the policy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, just talking about right now what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. And I'm giving you it in parables, friends. Remember, Jesus said that without a parable, he didn't teach the people, but in parables. And we need to understand that's how the Lord taught us. Unto you it was given to know the mystery of God, he said to the disciples. And I'm giving the analogy right now of what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. How my first little boy, when they were playing army, said, well, I got an American flag. And then I set his thinking straight. Because we're all led to believe that if you have an American flag on your jacket, friends, or you're a representative of we the American people, that you're the good guy. Well, you know what? We should be able to trust that because that's why we put them into the position of serving we the people in the first place. But we find more than not that that's not the case. And I mean more than not. And then my second boy, talking about how he wanted to promote his army, said the good guys are his army because they have the word of the Lord. And it's the same thing there. And isn't it interesting that Jesus said to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, beware of the corrupt doctrine of government, beware of the corrupt doctrine of the hypocritical professors, the pretenders, those that called themselves one thing, but were in fact not. Now, to take it over as a parable or a metaphor, I again want to lay this to your candor. What would you think of an immigrant coming into America from a country that means to implement foreign law in a place of our U.S. Constitution? Oh, and by the way, that's exactly what's happening today. It's exactly what's happening today. I believe it's 60% of those that come from Middle Eastern countries, they still want to implement Sharia law in the United States of America. And it's exactly what they're doing. Because this is exactly what we see they're doing. And I want to set the record straight for the socialists that write about me almost on a weekly basis. And I'm going to get to you in just a little bit here too, friends. And I'm talking about these little socialist outlets that are working to bring about America to demise. They're just too stupid and blind to figure it out for themselves. I'm going to be writing an article up and coming on that. But friends, you need to understand what's happening is happening today in your country. Those that are coming from Middle Eastern countries, they're working on a mayor's compact here in the Midwest and in the United States of America through many representatives that you're unaware of right now, that are trying to basically add on to the DHS's definition of what a domestic terrorist is. And that's you, America, if you own a gun. That's you, Americans, if you are a constitutionalist. That's you, Americans, if you are pro-life. Yes, I'm talking to you, America. I'm not talking to a third world country. This has been happening in this country for a long time. Hey, folks, when you began to see the Supreme Court overthrow law and play the activist, you knew you were under attack right then and there. Because, again, whenever you advocate what God condemns, rest assured the enemy's behind it in hordes, waiting to walk through. And it's exactly what they've been doing. What would you think of an immigrant coming into America from a country that means to implement foreign law in the place of our U.S. Constitution? Well, it's exactly what you're seeing, friends. Or what would you think of a newly professed Christian that means to implement a counterfeit gospel in a place of the genuine gospel? Read Galatians 1, 8, and 9. This is all scriptural. I mean, does that make them American Christians because they call themselves one? Those that come into America that want to implement foreign law in the place of our U.S. Constitution, just because they call themselves Muslim Americans, does that make them Muslim Americans? Or Chinese Americans, or Japanese Americans, or Mexican Americans. I am so sick of those words that are being used to divide the people. Acts 19:26 tells us what? All nations are one blood. If you're an American, you're an American. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what, hey folks, whatever may fall to that lot. If you're an American, you are here to assimilate to our way of life. And if you are not, you are still foreign to who we are as a people. And you should be deemed as an enemy of the United States of America. And that's why we have these provisions when we peruse the U.S. Constitution, such as Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The problem is we're finding more of those representatives acting out treason against we the people even more than foreigners. But they are foreign as well to we the people. Again, I'm asking you the question, does that make them American Christians because they call themselves one? I mean, again, how many people that come into America from foreign countries and new professed Christians today that are doing just that, and people in this country take them for American Christians because, well, they have self-identified as one and nothing more. Read Mark 8, 14 through 15. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Look at these organizations that you have in this country, friends. The ACLU, a communist organization. American Civil Liberties Union. Read the acronym, friends. Read their headlines. Read their name. Read their branding. Look at how they set themselves up as Americans, working and tearing down the U.S. Constitution. Where is it, and how is it that they have lawful standing in the United States of America? The Southern Poverty Law Center. Advocating what God condemns. Advocating what our laws in each state condemn. But for some reason or another, that they have a right of within the confines of freedom of speech to go ahead and lie about people? That's defamation, friends. That's exactly what that is defamation. And it's lying, and it's slander. I mean, furthermore, if you go back to Morris Dees, go look at that crook, friends. The guy used to stink and support the Ku Klux Klan concerning their crimes against the black folks down south. Now they put themselves up as protecting those that are being bullied, friends. I mean, it's ridiculous. We have other organizations, clearly communist organizations, clearly anti-Christian organizations in the United States attempting to tear away at, friends, your Christian constitutional heritage. And just because they live here doesn't make them Americans, friends. We're talking about what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. So we're talking about right now what doesn't constitute a good Christian American soldier. A patriot, really. What constitutes American Christians is them living as American Christians. And to live as an American Christian, well, guess what, friends? You must become one. John 7, 17. The way one becomes an American Christian, John 3:3, we're born of the Spirit, first of all, okay? is by knowing and living out the founding documents in Scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:2. Without the knowledge of the founding documents in Scripture, how does one call themselves an American Christian? You can't. I mean, I just wrote an article the other day on Lauren Daigle. She can't, you know, she calls herself a Christian, but when you ask her questions concerning what's in Scripture, she can't give you the answer. Well, I have a question for you, Mrs. Self-Identified Professed Christian. Well, then where is Christ in your life? He's not. He's MIA. Why? Because the Spirit will only bear witness to the Son. To he who hath the Son hath life. Just because you call yourself a Christian doesn't make you a Christian. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's like a criminal in jail calling himself a good police officer. You bear witness by what, friends? The fruit and the fruit that they bear, again, Matthew 7:16. So again, I ask you, what constitutes a good American Christian? Those that exhibit what the Word declares. You know, the Bible tells us we're written epistles for all men to read. I've heard this said before, too. It's true in part. You know, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. That's really true. That's character exhibited. And really, if you want to know who you really are, whether you be in Christ or not, who are you at home? Because like that of corrupt representatives or good representatives, the man and the office are one and the same. When you're home alone and no one's around, who do you serve? Where do your thoughts go to? What do you feed on? And I'm concerning doctrine. What do you feed on and what do you live for? 2 Corinthians 5:15. That's who you really are. You know, I guess, being real candid here, I don't understand how people call themselves what they call themselves when you go over to their house and they're watching television. It's like David said, I set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Psalm 101, verse 3. You know, the Bible tells us friendship with the world is enmity with God, James 4:4. 2 Corinthians 6 tells us to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. I mean, how is it that you feed on that garbage and you don't understand that sooner or later it's going to take? Garbage in, garbage out. I don't know how these people can get away with doing that. You know, well, Bradley, you're on the radio, you're highlighting this stuff. Yep, I look at it for what it is, I take it to the Word of God and Scripture, and then I call it out for what it is, and then I give you the answer as to bring about the resolve. Is it yay or is it nay? Is it legal or is it illegal? Which one does it apply to? Is it lawful? Is it unlawful? Is it just or is it unjust? Is it righteous or is it wicked? Because that's what Christians are to do. And if they don't have that sword in their hand and they're not living, remember in Ezekiel 36, it says that he'll sprinkle clean water upon us and cleanse us from all of our filthiness. If we've been cleansed from all of our filthiness, how is it that we want to splatter ourselves with the spirit of the world to only get dirty after we've just been washed from it? And it tells us in John 17, verse 7, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. When we're sanctified, we want to remain clean. We want a clean robe on. You know, the robe of righteousness that he promised to put upon us? You know, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I mean, the last thing I want to do is put myself in the way of temptation, especially when the Spirit of God teaches me through the prayer that leadeth not into temptation, but delivers from the evil one. Well, I don't go and subject myself and put a screen in front of my face where I'm going to inundate myself with temptations that I'm praying that the Lord empowers me by His grace to overcome. I don't understand that when people call themselves good Christian American soldiers, that's what they feed on. And then they wonder why they succumb to the world. They wonder why they believe what the world has to say. How hypocritical. How hypocritical, friends. Again, we're talking about what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, so we get the point of what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. I mean, what constitutes a good Christian man, a good Christian soldier? Englishman Charles Spurgeon, Hayden Spurgeon, Prince of Preachers. Man, I'll tell you what, did you know that during the time that anybody in government tried to lay on the church or the people any sort of corruption, did you know that he took his church and he went onto the streets and protested corruption in government? Boy, is that a dude that understood what a Protestant is? Protestant. Understanding that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And he prevailed. Because he was preaching the word of God that liberates men from sin, not in their sin. Matthew 1:21 tells us that Jesus came into the world to deliver us from his sins. Well, guess what his ambassadors do? They preach out against sin and compromise. Did that constitute a good Christian English soldier? Yes. What about the Great Awakening preacher, Jonathan Edwards? Look at the folks, if it wasn't for these Great Awakening preachers, guess what? We wouldn't be where we're at today. What about John Wesley in part? What about John Bunyan in part? What about John Knox, who continuously, that prophet of God, that continuously called out the corruptions of Mary Queen of Scots? Did that constitute a good Christian Scottish soldier? Absolutely. What about William Wallace? That soldier in the 16th century who stood up against the corrupt king. Did that constitute a good Christian Scottish soldier? Absolutely. What about our forefathers? Is that what constitutes a good Christian American soldier? Yes, it does. We're to follow in the faith of those that have gone before us, friends. Those that went before us in the faith. What about William and Catherine Booth? Man, you want to talk about a real deal ministry, friends, in England. Both William and his wife were just that. I mean, they were going after every sort of corruption. They were going inside of bars. They were going after child traffickers. They were going after prostitutes. They were going after criminals. And that was the real deal ministry, friends. And the Holy Ghost bore witness to the truth. And that's what constitutes a good Christian English soldier, him and his wife. And again, the list goes on and on and on. The Black Robe Regiment, what constitutes good Christian soldiers, friends? Just that, what they exhibit in this life. And the only thing that they can exhibit is what they have in their hearts. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and so do the actions. 1 John 3:18.
That's right. And if you listen to this ministry, for those of you who have listened to our program over and over and over again, you know that we are speaking the truth. And it's the truth from the housetops all across this nation. And especially during this time of the year when people are thinking about giving and year-end donations and so on and so forth, we would ask you to please consider the Sons of Liberty, because what we do is unparalleled by any other ministry that I can even think of out there. And I'm not saying that just because I'm a part of it, but the fact that we're willing to say what needs to be said and also do what needs to be done. You know, the Bible tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. It's not enough for people to talk about the problems. It's enough for us to do something about them so we can have a future and a hope for our posterity. So please do consider, if you have been ministered to by this radio show, we've got so many different comments from people saying, oh, keep up the good work. In fact, I was just talking with a 68-year-old man. He said he was a 68-year-old Bradley Dean, he told me, named Marvin. If you're listening, yeah, he says he listens to the radio program out of Arkansas every day at 5 a.m. It's his daily dose of truth, and he's out there. You know,
there's a lot of people from that radio program that actually contact us, so we love you guys there, and we acknowledge you.
Yeah, Mountain View, Arkansas, amen. That area, it is a great area, and people. And you know, here's the deal: he was a wounded Vietnam veteran, so he's already fought for our country, okay? And he's out there still fighting for our country, and we're going to be going out and doing some events out in his direction. He said, I'm going to demand that these people come, my representatives, my attorney general, I'm not going to ask them, they're my employee, I'm going to demand that they come and that they hear the truth. And I think, you know, as the Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. As people listen to the radio program, their eyes are being opened and their ears are being opened, and it's both convicting and inspiring. You know, it should be. You know, I heard a guy say one time, if the preacher hasn't upset you, he hasn't been doing his job.
Spurgeon said, if you're not half angry with the preacher, it means he's not preaching the word.
Exactly. Yeah. So you should feel convicted. You should feel all these different things.
John Wesley said that during his evangelistic class. He said that either they're going to get angry or they're going to get saved. There is no in between.
I totally agree. So as you're listening, you might think, wow, this is just a lot to take on. You know, it is. But let's all take on this mantle, because so many times we hear people say to us, we're so glad you guys are out there and that you're doing this and you're doing that. What we don't realize is we're all in this thing together. We are all part of the body, and Christ is the head of us, but we all have a job to do to seek and save that which is lost. But we need your support, your financial support. If you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you support us on a monthly basis, or perhaps you're doing your year-end giving and you want to give one final larger donation for the end of the year. Please know that it's a hard time for ministries during this time, and we're trying to meet our year end goals and needs that we have in front of us right now. We've got a short amount of time to do it. So if you're pricked by this in your heart and you're saying, you know what, I should do something, the Holy Spirit laid something on your heart to do, please do support us, because we're not like every other ministry out there. We are really doing the stuff, as we like to say.
We are. And one of the things that I want to highlight too is the fact that when we tell you that, friends, we really mean that. We see this all across the country. We see that in many cases, the best that the church has are those that are willing to talk big about the problem, but you don't see them putting the boots on the ground to deal with the issues. That's always been the furthest thing from my mind, not to do just that, nor does it make any sense to me not to do what Christ commanded. What makes us His when we keep His commandments? Because we love Him, not because we have to. And why do we love Him? Because we see what He did for us on Calvary. You know that this ministry does not beg. Every once in a while we ask for your support. You're not going to know unless we ask. And one of the things that Stephanie's highlighting right now is the year end, usually in November and December, and the down months in the summertime. That's usually the hardest time for ministries. But the point is, we would invite you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com and look at the fruit of the ministry that has been produced over the last 17, 18 years. We're not coming to you and saying, this is what we're going to do if you support us. No, we're doing it regardless if we're getting the support or not, because we walk by faith, not by sight, and God does provide. But he also provides through those that are willing, not begrudgingly, but God loves a cheerful giver. And if you're one of those cheerful givers, we would even invite you to be more so, become a son or a daughter of liberty. It's just that important. So we can do more than what we're doing already. Every month, you know, listeners, we're somewhere different in the United States of America. Well, the fact of the matter is we could do a lot more in the United States of America, because that is our playground. If we had more support to do more. So again, with that said, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and by the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. We're going to be loading some more stuff up again here today. Again, we have several hundred videos out there, short videos, educating people and bringing about the resolve concerning the issues, not leaving you hanging and trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. No, we're giving you the resolve, biblically and constitutionally, lawfully. The law's on your side to deal with these issues at hand if you're willing to do so. And I also wanted to let you know, too, if you'd like to book us at any time, we're pretty much booked out for the next 3 months as usual. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, I have to do this just because we do it every show. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
It truly is. I'll give you the last word.
And I also want to say, too, for those of you who do already support our work, you can feel so good about the fact that you are really having a huge part to play in turning the course and the tide in this nation, because we are, as we mentioned, doing what needs to be done rather than just talking about the problems. We're bringing forth resolve. We're bringing forth answers. In every event we do, we're empowering people to go out in their own communities and do the same. So if you are already a son or daughter of liberty, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. If you've supported this ministry, if you pray for this ministry.
You almost sounded like Gomer Pyle there.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Exactly.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Well, considering the source.
Yes, exactly. But we just want to say thank you so much for your support. And know that you are really making a difference. When we say it's a team effort, you can't, no one part of the body can do it alone. We do it together. We come together. And also, if you are supporting our work, you should be receiving shortly our direct mail, which has a highlighted letter of all the fruit of what we've done throughout the entire year. Pictures, it's a very fun kind of culmination for people to see, hey, wow, this is amazing. We're doing this, we're doing that. People find a little hoorah at the end of the year.
Hey, one final word. Good news. Good people in government highlighting a federal judge that's doing his job. Christian organizations do not have to comply with Obamacare birth control mandate. We knew that before this federal judge magnified the law. But we want to thank good government for doing their job as well, because we are with you 100%. So, friends, Christian organizations, federal judge shoots down Obamacare once again, and the mandates, and we just appreciate good government. God bless you. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.